So. Have you got that in your house?
No.
Rackets hanging from the ceiling.
I think I've got a couple of wooden rackets in the attic. But backhand return from Djokovic onto the baseline of Fonseca. Now Fonseca with a backhand is long. Oh, and here's a breakback point. And Fonseca's looking down his own baseline. He thinks Djokovic's return might have been long. But the point went on, and quite right too. And here is a breakback point for Djokovic. I also haven't told you what the other thing was I was missing from that exhibition of women's tennis. And that was... What, do you know what year a Grand Slam tournament gave equal prize money for men and women? What was the first year that a slam offered equal prize money? Fonseca facing break point. He's missed his first serve. So I think that should have been in the exhibition because it's really significant. Second serve from Fonseca to the backhand of Djokovic. Just cross-court return. Dug up by Fonseca into the net. I think Djokovic mishit the return. It just crept over the net. And Fonseca has put his backhand into the net. And Djokovic is level. Two games all.
Well, he's right back in it, isn't he? The old campaigner, the old stager, doing what he does best.
And listen to the crowd. Nole, nole, nole. And now the Fonseca supporters are getting their chants going.
US Open?
Yes. What year?
More recently than it should have been.
No.
No.
1973.
Still more recently than it should have been.
Okay, yeah, but think of the nine, original nine $1 professionals. September 1970. Within 3 years, Billie Jean King had persuaded the US Tennis Association to give equal prize money at the US Open. I think that's a phenomenal achievement.
One of many phenomenal achievements.
Yeah, and if you write a history of the 20th century, Billie Jean King will... earn a mention in it. I don't just mean a tennis history or a sports history, any history. She's worth a mention. Backhand foot into the net from Djokovic. Love 15.
Zeldas.
And that's why I say that actually, if you give a considerable weighting in your greatest of all time debate to transcendence and social achievement, then Billie Jean King climbs rapidly up your list. Possibly even to the top. Djokovic at love 15. 3 hours this match has been going. He serves out wide, backhand return. The backhand of Djokovic up the forehand wing, cross court from Fonseca, down the line from Djokovic. Fonseca's there, backhand from Djokovic. Backhand Fonseca. Djokovic with a great forehand is up. Drop shot by Fonseca, but not over the net.
And he just got himself in a little bit of a pickle there, did Fonseca. His body ended up bunched up as he tried to deal with that ball from Djokovic. And Djokovic has just gone back to his towel at the side of the court. And as he's done a couple of times, just leaning over, taking a couple of big gulps of air.
The hitting in that point was superb. The placement. They used every square centimetre of the court. Remarkable. Djokovic then. Serving... at 15 all, forehand return, forehand from Djokovic up the backhand wing, backhand from Fonseca, forehand Djokovic into out, backhand Fonseca. Djokovic will go back to the backhand, he's sliced from Fonseca. Djokovic goes cross court to get off the top of the net, but the rally goes on. Another slice from Fonseca, but he goes long.
Hard against.
You wonder if the fate of this match depends on this game.
What, this and the next one. Because if Djokovic can hold, there'll be pressure on the next Fonseca service game. 30-15. Djokovic from the commentary box end. Serving. Down the centre. Forehand return. Forehand from Djokovic off his baseline. Big forehand from Fonseca. Djokovic moves to his backhand. Forehand from Fonseca. Forehand Djokovic cross court. Fonseca is there down the line. Djokovic with a defensive backhand. No, the Fonseca shot was long. And Fonseca hits the loose ball into the crowd. He's got to be a bit careful. A couple of people booing him for that. How to lose a Roland Garros crowd.
Garros.
Also, someone in the crowd should have caught that.
They should, absolutely.
There were three of them in position. They all missed it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We saw Djokovic earlier just discard a ball. in a slightly angry way, but most importantly, not looking at where it was going.
Absolutely. Which was exactly what happened when he was disqualified at the US Open. He wasn't looking at where the ball was going. He didn't hit it that hard, but he wasn't looking. Djokovic serves out wide. Forehand return. Backhand Djokovic to the backhand of Fonseca, who digs this out. Djokovic will have to play a backhand. It goes back to Fonseca's backhand. Djokovic with the volley. Fonseca's there. Cross court, but it's netted by the Brazilian.
Djokovic.
And Djokovic holds. 3 hours and 3 minutes. What a remarkable match. Our commentary shifts come to an end, Eleanor. It was a blast, but that's because we had great material to work with. Time for us to hand over to Marcus and Gigi.
Chris, thank you very much. Thank you to Chris and thank you to Eleanor. I wasn't sure this would still be going, but I'm absolutely delighted it is. Four singles matches to keep you across. This our main focus. This will complete the day session. How are you, Marcus?
Now that I've untangled myself, I'm
fine. What were you
doing? Well,
spinning yourself
around. Eleanor's
around.
Been going mad, and she has warned me that the seat that I'm about to sit on...
Chris's seat is very warm.
She says this
toasty.
Is even warmer.
I mean, I've got a toasty one here. Crikey.
Oh, my goodness me. It's like getting in the car.
I know, it feels like a heat seat
in the winter.
In
and
the
you
winter.
Press the button and you get that heated seat.
Yeah. It would be quite nice if it wasn't 40 degrees outside.
Exactly.
Right, warm bottoms, warmed up match. The music's getting everyone going. Wow.
Do you know what's intriguing, Gigi, and I can't quite work it out, but I went to watch a fair chunk of set number three from the press seats, and certainly all around us, it was all Fonseca fans, but clearly Djokovic has got plenty of support as well, so there really is a terrific atmosphere. I think there's more Brazilians or more Fonseca fans in the crowd, but the Djokovic supporters have become accustomed, of course, to making themselves heard, because in years gone by, he's always had lesser support than, say, Nadal and Federer, so they're excellent at creating a row.
Right, what is next? João Fonseca had the advantage in the fourth. He's now coming from behind on serve at 2-3. Djokovic is not quite out of his seat yet. That's what I've noticed from the very first change. Time is called, and then about a minute later, he will rise from his bench.
Well, he's had a time violation already on court, so he's got to be a little careful in terms of his punctuality.
João Fonseca, this young Brazilian. High, high hopes for him. Can he take this to a fifth? Heavy, deep forehand from Fonseca. Then he goes drop shot. Oh, the flight of that ball was perfection.
He has come up with two of the best drop shots of the week. Of that, there's absolutely no doubt. And Djokovic quite rightly applauded him there.
That was beautiful. Oh, the chants haven't been very good in the first 6 days. I think it's the heat that's getting to everyone. Fonseca, teenager from Brazil, so much expected and hoped of him, hits the double backhand, goes down the line, back up the line goes Djokovic. Fonseca doesn't move.
This is more than living up to expectations. Let's just state the measure of the task facing Fonseca. Prior to 2 days ago, he had never come from two sets down to win a match. Now he's attempting to do it for the second time in the space of 2 days.
Against one of the greatest, if not greatest player, wherever you land on that, to have played or to be playing the sport. Serve down the tee, into the body of Djokovic, who pulls out the backhand, but just wide. And coming into this, we have to remember the expectations on Fonseca, but he hasn't had the best of seasons in terms of results. It's been very stop-start for the Brazilian, as Djokovic just leans forward, hands on knees. Two, three, 30-15. Fonseca serves out wide on the angle, the backhand to the feet, and it's long and it's game points.
You know, further indication of the measure of the task. He's attempting to become the first teenager to beat Novak Djokovic in a Grand Slam event. He's also trying to become the first Brazilian man to reach the last 16 years since Thomas Bellucci 16 years ago.
Game points. Serves down the tee, snap back through the centre of the court, very, very deep, off his shoelaces, the backhand into the corner from Djokovic, he swivels for the forehand down the line, backhand cross court, mid court inside the service box, Fonseca switches it, goes more central with the backhand, cross court into the corner, slap cross court, missed, on the forehand, on the stretch for Fonseca.
I'm getting lots of tweets on X from, well, his Twitter handle, or his X handle is Christopher Ann's son. He's living every single point. And he's saying that Fonseca, up until a few moments ago at least, was creating what he calls the circle of space around each hip, especially on the right hip, as Rachel, my finest coach, drilled me to do, says Christopher.
Serve down the tee, slap back on the forehand side, forehand whipped cross-court from Djokovic, squash it on the stretch, down line, mid-court ball, backhand cross-court, it's long from Djokovic. He will be annoyed at himself because he had Fonseca on the run, but what it means, it's another holder serve and it's three games all.
And what that circle of space means, according to Christopher and Sun, is that Fonseca is able to load properly and therefore hit his shots with the required power to get the better of the 24-time Grand Slam champion.
I was with Naomi Cavaday, our colleague and friend, trying to predict the Roland Garros final, because we got all sorts going on in the top half and then seed heavy in the bottom. And I came up with a Matteo Berrettini-Casparud final.
It's not impossible.
She went Flavio Cabolli-Sasha Zverev final.
We just need to get a pin and stick it into the draw and see where we go.
Definitely in the top half. That is a land of opportunity.
I want to talk to you about pins in a moment, by the way.
As long as you don't want to talk to me about prize money. Djokovic serves down the tee. Beautiful serve, very heavy, great placement.
Well, only the €1,000 coming out of your own personal account.
You knew Simon upped that to 3,000.
Oh, did he? Well, he knows you've had a good couple of years. There's also some breaking news with regards to Adolfo Daniel Vallejo's comments yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yes.
Yesterday. 15 love. This is the seventh game. Some say it's the all-important seventh game. We shall see as Djokovic eases to 30 love. Creole leading Javon Fonseca by 2-1.
French Tennis Federation and the Roland Garros tournament organisers have taken note of Adolfo Daniel Vallejo's comments about the umpire following his match on the 28th of May and deem these comments unacceptable. I'll come back to that statement in a moment.
Djokovic continues to bounce. The clock is down to 5 and he serves down the tee into the body of Fonseca, who somehow manages to pull it out. Fonseca settles to a backhand, slides it cross court, just misses. Djokovic concedes it. Grabs his foot through the mark.
Appreciative response from the crowd, and that's what I do like about Novak Djokovic. Ultra competitive, but nearly always very fair.
Fonseca a long, long way back. Djokovic. Ooh, that was deep out wide. Djokovic is a heavy forehand and Fonseca's not getting anywhere close to the baseline at this rate. Djokovic stumbles into a drop shot. Fonseca gets it, pushes it down, slap back and in from Djokovic. He was at sixes and sevens and still came up with a winning pass.
Yeah, he looked like he was slipping on ice as he played the most unconventional drop shot. Fonseca was able to get to it and then Novak snapped back to life and fizzed the past. The pass beyond the Brazilian.
Tommy Paul has set points on Casper Ruud. Jakub Mensik is 3-love up on Alex de Minaur in the third set. They've split the first two. And Jesper de Jong is 3 holds a serve away from his place in the fourth round. Djokovic snaps the first serve into the net. Ball boy scoots across, comes
little
to a halt.
What a little
He's
ball
tiny,
boy.
He's tiny, isn't he? He's
diminutive. Back.
Now that is, well, maybe not for his age. He's just probably the right height. Serve down the tee, slap back through the middle from Fonseca. Plays a double-handed backhand, cross-court onto the service line. Drop shot from Djokovic. Here comes Fonseca, scoots it back. He just hesitated enough to see the commitment of Djokovic and open up the court and he gets on the board.
Yeah, and Novak knew that when he played that drop shot that he was in trouble. Fonseca read it. Of course he's ultra quick, he's still a teenager and he had plenty of time just to guide the ball down the line as Novak stood, watched and cursed his own shot selection.
20 years age gap? 20 year age gap?
Yeah, not the first time this week we've had that, of course.
Game points for 4-3 for the 3-time Roland Garros champion, 24-time Grand Slam singles champion. Djokovic misses out wide. Fonseca comes closer to the baseline. trying to put a little bit of pressure on this second serve. Wide stance, slight bend in the knees, hitches up the shorts, leans forward, brings his feet together, steps up to the baseline, wants to take it early, which he does with the backhand, but nearly falls over. He has to get his balance back. He hits the forehand back. Djokovic is in control. The lob goes up over Djokovic's head. And he's missed it. Just missed it. The arm of the line judge shoots out. And Djokovic has the scoreboard lead at 4-3 in the fourth.
Yeah, he paused just for a moment, the line judge, before shooting that arm out. He wanted to make absolutely sure, and it just missed its mark. So, Novak potentially a couple of games away from victory. Just going back to that tournament statement, this all stems from what Adolfo Daniel Vallejo had to say after his match yesterday, where basically he said it should have been a male umpire, not a female umpire, which in this day and age is quite extraordinary. So the French Tennis Federation went on to comment that the competence of an umpire is not determined by their gender, but by their professionalism and ability to officiate at the highest level. The outcome of a sporting event, whether positive or negative, can never justify or excuse such remarks. The tournament organisers will impose a significant sanction on Adolfo Vallejo in the form of a fine. And the Roland Garros tournament strongly condemns all sexist remarks, regardless of who makes them, and offers its support to the match umpire and more broadly to all the tournament's umpiring officials.
That was a good firm response from the tournament.
Marlene Smith's been in touch as well. This is on the back of what Chris and Eleanor were talking about. A shout out to you all for supporting women's tennis, past and present. I feel it's always been important to keep pointing out the lack of equality in all women's sports. My hope is that tournaments and TV broadcasters will follow your lead. And of course, both Chris and Eleanor were championing the cause and extolling the virtues in particular of Billie Jean King and all the extraordinary things that she started to do for the women's game back in the early 1970s and continues to do to this day.
Right, Djokovic, obviously time was called about 20 minutes ago. These two are still faffing around at their chairs.
Talking of time, backhand Bobby has said, was Thomas Bellucci really 16 years ago? Thank you for making me feel old, Marcus.
Oh, we all feel old.
We do. Some older than others, George.
Yes. I feel quite young currently in this commentary box. Joao Fonseca is young, still a teenager, and the pressure's going to build now because we are on serve. But he gets broken here. Djokovic serves for his place in the fourth round. He faces the winner of Tommy Paul, Casper Ruud. Paul has taken the first set, 6-4. Oh dear, ball boy lost his ball, nearly fell over, regained his footing. He's fine.
Made a heck of a noise.
He's right by the microphone, the back of the court. The backhand is spun back in. It's flattened out the forehand into the corner by Fonseca. Fonseca with a double-handed backhand through the middle, a little bit short. Forehand into the corner from Djokovic. Djokovic's forehand. He puts that mid-court, backhand cross-court from Fonseca. Who's going to take a risk in this point? Forehand cross-court. More on that from Djokovic. The net found by Fonseca.
Oh, he stood tall there, did Novak. As firm as a statue. I shall not break down at this critical stage, you young whippersnapper.
Right, what can the whippersnapper do? 3-4, love 15. You find the first serve, that's the first thing. Yes, he can, it's an ace. Down the tee from Fonseca.
Any idea what whippersnapper is in Serbian?
I thought we were going to say, or in French.
Well, what about in French?
Whippersnapper?
Whippersnapper?
15 holes, serve into the body of Djokovic. He pulls out the off backhand. Forehand clips top of it from Fonseca. It allows Djokovic to run around the backhand. Backhand placed down the line from Fonseca. Fonseca with his forehand slams it down. It goes cross-court from Djokovic. It's a winner! Outright winner on the slide. Cross-court for 15-30.
Vintage. Perfect. And a great message to send out at 3-4, 15-all. He looked a little weaker. I'm not going to say a little lost, but certainly frustrated as that third set got away from him and it was tight at the start of the fourth, but he has reasserted himself. He's got his second wind, it would seem, at just the right time.
15-30 Fonseca serve, slap back very deep off his shoelaces. Fonseca, Djokovic trying to take control of this point. They're still both back behind the baseline. Fonseca with this forehand to the forehand of Djokovic. That one sits up. The stretch from Seca, it's a high, high ball. It will land in. Djokovic lets it come down. It's the inside out forehand, inside in. Oh, he's missed it. He went to tee off João Fonseca. He stumbles, he nets, and it's break points Djokovic.
Well, if that ball had gone over the net, it would have probably made a hole in the back fence. He hit it that hard, but maybe just a little rush of blood. Tried to go down the line, the high part of the net. He found the net. And Novak Djokovic finds himself with two break points, which will then, of course, put him in a position to serve for the match.
Fonseca ready with the first serve. Does he get it? Yes, he does. Out wide. It's slap back. He has to go backwards, Fonseca. He was all at sixes and sevens again. Inside out with the forehand goes the Brazilian. Then he goes inside out again. Djokovic blocks it back with the backhand. In comes Fonseca. Can he finish it off? He goes back to the backhand and he nets Djokovic. The first break point has been saved. Brave play from Fonseca.
That's the word. Really brave. And Djokovic on his baseline just folds over for a moment. Partly, I'm sure, because he's feeling a little weary, but also partly because of the frustration of not being able to get the better of the teenager in that point. Fortune does favour the brave. He's saved one break point. He's got to deal with another one.
3-4, 30-40, fourth set. Djokovic leading by 2-1. Fonseca settles, reaches, serves. But he'll go again because there was... Yeah, the players are ready to serve. It was Djokovic who said no. Let him go again. There was noise coming from behind Djokovic.
Emilien Dumoursois is the umpire you just heard.
Fonseca settles again for his first serve. Thunders it into the net. That little ball boy. So sweet. Collects the loose ball beside Damien Dumoursois' chair. The second serve, Djokovic takes this very early, slaps it through the middle of the court, the forehand. That's the forehand he was looking for. He finds it. He raises his fist. Now both arms to the crowd. It is juice.
And that's the exuberance of youth for you. He missed the big forehand a couple of points earlier. Gets himself in a very similar situation. And he doesn't blink. Absolute perfection from 15-40. Back to juice.
7:22 on a Friday night in the French capital. Juice. Fonseca down the tee. What a serve. Short ball should deal with it. Djokovic gets a hand on it, but he nets. He wasn't far off with that backhand sneaking over. Game point from 15-40.
Novak Djokovic is arguably the greatest returner of all time. I mean, that ball flew at him. He was off balance. He mishit it. He got it back into play. And then as Fonseca came in, there was a gap for Djokovic to try and exploit. A little short angle cross court on the backhand. The net only just got in the way.
Game point for 4-all. You will hear an almighty roar if he gets this. Serves out wide, backhands in, plays it inside. He goes inside out, back behind Novak Djokovic. And now he's going to the crowd again. He wants more. He came from 15-40 down. He's leveled up. Four games all, fourth set.
Oh, Gigi, we have been treated this week. We haven't even completed the first week. So many memories, so many extraordinary moments, dramatic moments, unexpected defeats, five-set battles, people almost fainting in these conditions. And now the classic battle of the generations. Novak Djokovic looking to squeeze through without expending too much energy. A certain Brazilian teenager refusing to allow that to happen for now at least.
The crowd settles. Novak Djokovic is ready, serving towards the presidential tribune, the players' boxes. The sun has left us. Temperature's just dropping slightly. There's a touch of a breeze, but it won't be felt that much as Djokovic shakes out his right wrist after first serve ended up in the net. And Fonseca's bouncing around on his toes. Now he's still, wide stance, leaning forward just behind the baseline. And Djokovic really does take his time. Fonseca steps in, goes the double-handed backhand, the off backhand, forehand cross-court from Djokovic, forehand, woof, he had something behind that, didn't he, Fonseca? He is going for it, teeing off on these balls now. He places that ball very deep. Into net, Djokovic leaning backwards, fist bumping from the Brazilian, love 15.
Yeah, it's an absolute barrage coming Djokovic's way. He was looking at the clay and sort of suggesting he got a bad bounce there. Well, maybe it did. Occasionally that can happen, particularly as you go deep in a set. But it's just the force, the full power coming from that racket of João Fonseca.
Teeing off right now, the Brazilian. Shot clock is at zero. Djokovic serves and nets.
He's got to be careful, and Damien Dumasoir is not a man to dodge an issue.
And poor old Jakub Mensik, when he nearly collapsed, was docked to serve for taking his time because he was cramping and he couldn't walk.
How impressive is Mensik's comeback today, by the way?
He's like a machine. Serve down the tee. I mean, yeah. Fonseca, it felt like a rush of blood.
Yes. Well, and he's got to be a bit careful because, of course, he could understandably get carried away with the emotion of it all. This is, well, it's the biggest match of his career, isn't it, so far? But he's still got to be shrewd. Power all the time. Sort of power he's producing is not necessarily the best way to go.
Within the time, Djokovic prepares the first serve, goes out wide, a long way back. He cuts that ball short, backhand, cross court, and long. Didn't seem set again. Djokovic is pointing down towards the surface.
Yeah. That was an unforced error. I mean, he had time to size up his options. There was plenty of space in Fonseca's backhand corner, and he overhit that by quite a considerable distance in the circumstances.
...15-30, 4-all, fourth set. Had the break early on in this set, João Fonseca. Backhand is in play off the serve, mid-court ball. Djokovic backhand down the line is a beauty.
I mean, we're seeing it from both men. We do see it from the very best. The two forehands that Fonseca had a game ago where he missed the first one and then second time around, absolute perfection. And just seconds after missing with a backhand cross-court, Novak's not bothered. He guides that beautifully, threaded it down the line. 4-all, 30-all.
Viktor Troitsky, the coach of Novak Djokovic and friend, leaning forward in the player's box, willing his man across this finish line. 30-all, 4-all. Fonseca a long way back. Serve goes down the tee. The backhand is spun into play. Brought down by Djokovic. It's flattened out backhand down the line from Fonseca. Now leathers the forehand. Djokovic does not move. The ball flew past him and it is break point. Convert here now and João Fonseca will be serving to take us to a fifth set.
He's firing on all cylinders again. The backhand followed by another thunderous forehand, as Gigi said. Djokovic just stood there and watched it go by.
Break point. 3 hours 26 on the clock for 5-4 Fonseca. Djokovic with the first serve goes down the tee and misses. Already has the ball from the pocket on the left-hand side, bouncing it with the face of the racket, both sides. Looks, stops, now bouncing it with the left hand. Fonseca's bouncing around on his toes, stepping up towards the baseline, trying to put a little bit of pressure. He's on the baseline, takes it the backhand to the feet, finds the angle, backhand cross-court. Fonseca is not budging. Now Fonseca does actually retreat, hits the backhand, just places it back, and he wants to keep it away from the Fonseca forehand. And he nets. The Brazilian's racket crashes into the ground, and the break point's gone.
Yep. Well, patience from both men there, but Djokovic was wily, and you're absolutely right. Of course, he's going to try and keep it away from the hitting zone on that ferocious forehand. Brain still functioning very well for a 39-year-old in hot conditions after, what is it now, 3 hours and 27 minutes.
Deuce and 4-all, fourth set. First serve down the tee. What a serve that was.
199Ks down the middle. He's got such a conservative service smile. Of course, he's worked on it so much over the years, changed his technique a number of times. It's very smooth, very economical, and most effective when you find the right spot, as he did there.
Game point for 5-4 to switch the pressure back onto his young opponent. Deep serve into the body. The backhand is pulled out. The forehand is flipped cross court to the service line. Forehand up the line from Fonseca. Fonseca with his forehand. Just have a lasso-style slap of the ball. Fonseca steps back. Then he puts lots of lashings of spin down the line with that forehand. Then he runs around and he flattens out the forehand. Yeah. There is the Fonseca forehand.
I mean, Djokovic is trying to keep away from it, but Fonseca keeps running around to give himself the angle. Now,
I was looking at Jakub Mensik closing out the set against Alex de Minaur for 2-1 lead. Love 6-6-2, 6-2.
Yes, I must say, I was looking down at my computer. The crowd's booing for some reason.
Juice. Fonseca starting a long way back. Djokovic bouncing. The clock hits zero. He's collapsing into a few of these serves now. Slightly taller ball boy collects that one. And Fonseca, he can't figure it out, but he's going to stay back. He's not coming forward on this one, keeping his distance. Serve down the tee. The forehand is in play. Forehand netted. He wanted it on the forehand. He adjusted his footing. He took it on the forehand, and he has another opportunity to break.
Well, there was real depth on that serve, but it was only 137 kilometres an hour. And again, it landed within the hitting zone of Fonseca. And thank you very much, he said. Another big chance for him.
3.5 hours on the match clock. Fonseca keeping his distance. Djokovic hoping for a first serve. But someone in the crowd distracts him, and he uses that as an opportunity to step away. The shot clock stops at 7.
Could be a Djokovic fan, actually. Quite a clever tactic. Give his man a bit more time.
Yeah, the shot clock is back underway. Serve down the tee is a beaut. And Fonseca, hands on hips. Can't believe it.
It's a repeat of 2 points earlier. This time slightly slower at 192Ks. It's not the speed, though. It's the perfect positioning. And he's come up with two fabulous aces. And he most needed them.
Again, Fonseca bounces around on his toes from left to right, then the wide stance, the knee bend, leaning forward, slightly swaying. Djokovic, does he find the first serve? Yes, he does again. The forehand's in play, backhand swung cross court. Fonseca scoops up the backhand. There's height on it. Inside in from Djokovic, clip the top of the net. The squash shot from Fonseca goes long. The apology from Djokovic for clipping the top of the tape.
Well, he did. And do you know what? There was so little room to manoeuvre that inside in forehand. I was convinced when he hit it that it was going to go wide, but maybe the little net cord helped to just redirect it a fraction. Yeah, of course you say sorry, but you're not.
Looks like we're about to lose another seed. Jesper de Jong serving for the match against the 13th seed, Karen Khachanov. Djokovic serves down the tee and misses. Game point for 5-4. Fonseca's coming forward to put some pressure on, wants to take this early. He does so with the backhand to the feet, and Djokovic hits the backhand down the line. The forehand is wild from Fonseca. 2 break points saved. A little mini kind of bicep curl fist pump from Novak Djokovic. Both trudging back to their benches very shortly. João Fonseca will be serving on serve to stay in the match. Djokovic 5-4.
Huge hold of serve for Novak Djokovic. He was under immense pressure there. We know just how damaging the forehand of Fonseca can be. Occasionally, though, it can prove to be his Achilles heel as well, and all the pressure is suddenly on his shoulders. I do just want to name the teenagers who have beaten Djokovic, none of them at Grand Slam level or all at Tour level. Just the five. Filip Krajinovic was 18 years and 2 months in Belgrade back in 2010. So Novak was still quite a young man there. That was a retirement, actually, after one set. Stefanos Tsitsipas, when he was 19 in Toronto in 2018. Carlos Alcaraz, no surprise that he's on the list. He was 19 years and 2 days when he beat Novak in Madrid. What a tight match that was. 6-7, 7-5, 7-6. Holger Rune, when 19 in Paris at the indoor event in 2022. And Jakub Mencik, who was 19 years and 6 months in Miami last year in 2 tiebreak sets.
Yeah, that was such a great final for Jakub Mencik. Then he had some horrible injuries, but he was the man that after 4 hours 41 collapsed on the court, ended up in a wheelchair being taken backstage. And then in his press conference said, no, it's okay. After about half an hour, I went back to the gym. Are you mad? But some things work because he's 2 sets up on Dumanur. Not just 2 sets, but having been bageled in the first, he's lost just 4 games in the next 2 sets.
Jakob's a bit like you. I mean, you work from noon till dusk. And then you do all your prep while you're half asleep. And then you get up and go for a run at 7 o'clock every morning.
It's a nice temperature at the moment at 7, I have to say. Joao Fonseca, just waiting. Alex de Moura has returned from the bathroom and a change of clothes. He's got work to do, as has Fonseca. On serve, 4-5, but trailing by 2 sets to 1. Serve into the body. The forehand comes back. Who gets this all-important first point of the game? Cross-court to cross-court with the forehands they go. A shorter forehand, a defensive lob from Djokovic. Fonseca lets it bounce. What's he going to do? He's going to tee off in the back of the court. No mistake. A firm fist bump towards his box. They are on their feet. He has the first point of game 10.
Hello to Jackson, who has said hello from Greensboro. Loving the commentary from the Radio Roland Garros team, as always. Truly makes my long days on the computer fly by. There's more in a moment.
15 love. Fonseca. Ooh, went for the angled serve out wide. He'll gather together some balls, 3 of them, discards 1, tucks 1 in the pocket on the left-hand side. Little look up to check Djokovic is still there. Ball comes out of that left-hand pocket. Ball boy has scooped up the loose ball at the net. Djokovic is on the baseline. Djokovic is inside the baseline. Takes it early with the backhand to the feet, but it's long.
Jackson says, I'm really pulling for Fonseca here. I'd love to see a completely new major winner materialise from what feels like thin air in this tournament. Looking forward to the rest of this week. And in brackets also, let's go the Hurricanes. I wouldn't mind a Stanley Cup.
Fonseca at 30 love, misses down the tee. He was going for placement rather than power on that occasion. Just misses. Djokovic up to the baseline. Inside the baseline. Takes it earlier with the backhand down the line. The backhand back up the line. A little bit too much on it. You could see Fonseca trying to push Djokovic back. Trying to bunch him up. Djokovic is 3 points from the fourth round.
The Hurricanes, by the way, are the... I did have to look it up. It's a terrible lack of knowledge. The Carolina Hurricanes were having a very good season.
I shouldn't have done, should I?
No, I'm too honest.
You see?
Too honest.
30-15. Fonseca serves and misses out wide. Djokovic up on the baseline. Inside the baseline, slaps the forehand back to the feet, stood firm but nets, 30 all. Novak Djokovic is 2 points away from the win.
Very quickly, the French for whippersnapper is enfant de chien. No? Is that wrong? Oh dear, is that bad? Oh, sorry. This is Rob. Bleep that. Edit. Oh dear. Is that very bad? No. Rob!
You've got to read it before you speak them out loud. Serve down the tee, the stretch off the backhand. Can he bring up match point? Djokovic with the forehand goes inside out. He places it. Backhand cross got a bit of loop on that from Fonseca. Brought down by Djokovic. Down the line winner! And a roar from Fonseca as he strikes it from inside the baseline.
What a beauty. We've all fallen in love with his forehand, but he's pretty good off his backhand wing as well. And I think we all love a backhand winner down the line. Well, everyone except Novak.
And that roar, I love that roar from Fonseca. Game point for 5-5. Served down the tee, back to his feet. The forehand is replaced mid-court, scooped up backhand from Djokovic. Oh, how is that in? Short ball for Djokovic. He goes drop shot. Fonseca's going to have to go some. He does go some. Djokovic goes cross-court for the winner.
Well, I'm with you. I don't know how on earth Novak's ball towards the end of that rally did stay in, but it did, and he took full advantage with the drop shot. Fonseca's still got plenty of energy, as he should have at his age. Came bursting in, but Novak had plenty of time to size up his options and fired a backhand across court for the winner.
Deuce. Djokovic 2 points from the win. Standing further back now for this first serve. Fonseca, where does he go? He goes out wide. It's slapped back to his feet down the line. That's a mid-court ball. Djokovic scoots up to it and he nets. He slid, couldn't get balanced. Fonseca was on his way in. Fonseca is raising his fist to his box above where Djokovic was standing with his arms outstretched as if to say, what on earth happened there?
Just looking at their respective records, if we do go to a fifth set, Gigi, as you would expect with a 20-year age gap, there is a huge contrast in experience.
Fonseca just takes a bit of pace off that serve. Well played, João Fonseca, because we play on. 5 games all fourth set. If you're just joining us, Novak Djokovic won the first two sets, 6-4, 6-4. Fonseca the third, 6-3. Fonseca had a break early stages of the fourth. Djokovic broke back, has had break point opportunities since, but we're at 5-5 in the fourth after 3 hours and 39 minutes.
19-year-old João Fonseca has played 2 5-setters in his career. One here a couple of days ago that we referred to when he came from 2 sets down to beat Dino Prismic. Novak, well, he's got a record of 41-11.
Wow.
So 52 5-set matches, 14 of them here, and he's won 11 of those 14.
Les joueurs sont prêts, merci.
Oh, there's a gentleman on the middle level. I think he's realised it's him and he's just running out. Actually, he doesn't know where he's going. Where's he going to go? To sit down. Now he's climbing up the stairs. Right, he's just sat on a step. Djokovic, 5-5. Serves out wide. The forehand is spun into play. Mid-court drop shot Djokovic. Beautifully done. And then seemed to blow a kiss, either towards the man who was moving, the four men who've got goat written on them, or the people with the Brazilian flag. They're all in the same section, and the kiss was aimed in their direction. Djokovic, he blends in with the clay with the colours that he's wearing of his outfit, sort of peachy in tones, lighter on the top, darker on the short, serves down the tee, high ball sits up Djokovic. I was going to say he should finish it off and bring down the high ball, but he missed the court completely.
Yeah, missed it by a mile.
Little chat with his box. It wasn't really a chat. They said something. He went, huh? Serves down the tee, stretch on the back, and it's a high ball. It's going to land in. High forehand, back in play, inside out. Back behind Fonseca. Cleverly done, thinking really clearly. And now Djokovic will have a go at his box.
Well, it was all about the return, which landed right on the line. It made quite a mark, actually. We can see it from a long way away. Djokovic was forced to backpedal. I really do think he thought it was going to land long. He was on the defensive, and Fonseca stepped forward to hammer away the winner.
15-30, an opening for the Brazilian. 7-43. On a Friday night, serve down the tee, slice back through the middle of the court, forehand into the corner, perfectly played. Fonseca does not move a muscle and it's 30-all.
Well, that serve down the tee is working an absolute treat for Djokovic. He got a couple of aces off it in his last game, and that one had Fonseca on the defensive. Djokovic had plenty of options with the plus one, went cross-court with the forehand, and this time it was Fonseca's turn just to stand there and watch the ball.
30 all. Game point or break point. Serve out wide. A lovely serve. The lob is up. Djokovic with the overhead. He gets it. So many jokes about the weakness in the Djokovic game, but not on that occasion. Smashed it away on the angle to bring up game point for 6-5.
Yeah, he was asked about his overhead, wasn't he, by too many of the Guardian newspaper in Great Britain a day or so ago, and he was quite self-deprecating. Basically said, I'm still not very good at it. But he was always coming in to serve and volley on that point, got a very high defensive return. Maybe just for a moment he was thinking about what he'd said yesterday about that shot or the day before, but he executed it perfectly.
Game point. Rifles off the top of the net. Lands by Fonseca, who knocks it to the ball boy at the net. So Fonseca steps forward, that little bouncing up and down on his toes. Then he settles in that wide stance and the knee bend, barely moving a muscle. Now he feet together, steps up to the baseline, plays the forehand, slams it back to Djokovic. He goes off forehand but misses. He was leaning backwards. Such was the strength and the depth of the return, and its juice.
Well, under pressure in successive service games, Novak, as Rob gets in touch. Howdy, he says. Gigi's descriptive prowess on full display. Very nice. Well, where's the second half of the message, Rob, about my analytical prowess?
It's not Rob who translated the word for you that you said out.
Oh, no. He's been blocked. Blockhead.
juice. Djokovic down the tee. The backhand is spun in. The backhand swept cross-court from Djokovic. Down the line from Fonseca. Cross-court the forehand goes Djokovic up the line. Back edge of the line from Fonseca. He raises his fist aloft. He's looking towards his box. He has a point to break to serve for the set.
Fonseca. Oh, well. They often say tennis is like boxing. It's a very apt comparison. Both men swinging punches, connecting more often than not, leaving both of them at times on the ropes. And right now it's Novak who's leaning back against those ropes. Can he come out fighting?
Can he get a first serve? Again, Fonseca on his toes, settles. The serve goes down the tee. The forehand is slapped in off forehand. Double-handed backhand from Fonseca. Place it down the line, mid-court. Forehand, cross-court from Djokovic, service line. The forehand, that's a good forehand from Fonseca. He's in control at this point. He should finish. Oh, he does! Forehand inside in. He goes to all four corners of Philippe Chatrier to say, keep it coming, because very shortly, this young man from Brazil will serve to take us to a fifth set after 3 hours and 45 minutes. 6-5 he leads.
So impressive. So impressive. A couple of games ago, he was close to breaking Djokovic, couldn't manage it. And then, of course, he was teetering on serve himself. But now, the wind is in his sails. It's the Brazilian fans who are standing up in their very colourful outfits, lots of Brazilian shirts on, Brazilian flags, making plenty of noise. And I just wonder what's going through Novak's mind. Of course, we've all been saying, in the absence of Carlos Alcaraz and now Jannik Sinner, this is his best chance, without question, to get that elusive 25th Grand Slam. And lo and behold, a 19-year-old, an inspired 19-year-old Brazilian turns up and is threatening to make it very hard for him. And while I'd never, ever write Novak Djokovic off, logic dictates, Gigi, that if you go into a fifth set, a 19-year-old should fancy his chances against a 39-year-old.
I guess physically, but in terms of the mental advantage, surely that would still be with Novak Djokovic. And maybe if the Djokovic body can hold together to a degree, I think that levels the playing field a touch.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting as well, of course, that Fonseca has shown only a couple of days ago that he's capable of coming from two sets down, did it for the first time in his career. So yeah, it's impossible still to call, but wow, it's absolutely gripping. There's one other stat I want to quickly give you as well. I mentioned it right at the start, that since Fonseca was born in August 2006, Novak Djokovic has made it to the quarterfinals, or better here, 18 times out of 19. The only time he didn't was in 2009 in the third round when he lost to Philip Kohlschreiber. I mean, that's an extraordinary record.
All the numbers around Novak Djokovic are extraordinary and ridiculous. I mean, they really are. So João Fonseca serving after 3 hours and 47 minutes to take us to a fifth set. Serve out wide, forehand is placed back, but it's just back edge of the baseline. Djokovic will come in and attack. He's pushed Fonseca a long way back. The lob is up. It's another smash from Djokovic. He gets it. Fonseca puts another one up, and Djokovic will smash it down again. And this is too good for the Brazilian, and he takes the first point of game 12 as Jakub Mensik goes to 3-love in the fourth, leaving Alex de Minaur by 2-1.
It's an excellent return there from Djokovic, but he's having to do it the hard way. Fonseca clearly knows that the overhead is not something that Novak relishes, and not once but twice did he have to deal with that, and he did put it away second time around.
Yeah, I think he's doing well with the overhead. Fonseca down the tee, snap back through the middle of the court, the forehand put into the cross court forehand corner of Djokovic. Oh my word, that forehand, he's got such a loose wrist, there's so much whip on it. It shot through the court, cross court, shot past Djokovic for the winner.
And he just stood there, Novak, almost in disbelief.
Just looked down at the
line.
It,
yeah,
you?
Looked down at the line, tried to. Oh, did it? No, it didn't, I'm afraid.
Thing of beauty. 15 all, serve out wide. Forehand is placed back by Djokovic through the middle and deep. Goes Fonseca, runs around and goes inside out with his forehand. Now he'll have to hit a double handed backhand down the line to Djokovic's forehand back up the line. A forehand. Just leaning a little bit backwards on that one, Fonseca into the net.
Yeah, just seemed to snatch at that one a bit. Wanted to get the point done in spectacular fashion again. Totally understandable.
At this point, tie break or set done? 6-5, 15-30. What are you going for? A hold or a tie break? You can't wait till the first serve's gone. You've got to tell me now.
Tie break.
First serve, angled out wide. It's a high ball. Sit, he lets it bounce. Fonseca should deal with it. Oh, he did. But it was the outside edge of the sideline. It didn't need to be that good.
Maybe the end of set.
Djokovic hands on knees at the back of the court, gulping in the oxygen after 3 hours and 49 minutes of play. Fonseca winds himself up, serves down the tee, backhand through the middle of the court, the off forehand from Fonseca. Fonseca comes in to volley away for the winner. It is set point to the 19-year-old. And you will hear the noise if he converts this next point. We will let you soak up the noise of the crowd because we will be going to a decider.
And the night session will be going backwards for a much later start because it's due to begin in...
Oh, yes.
Well, less than half an hour. Yeah. Who's on night duty for us tonight?
Simon and Lady Eleanor. Set point. Fonseca serves out wide. The backhand is long!
Yeah.
3 hours and 50 minutes. We are going the distance. This young man, this 19-year-old, has taken one of the greats to a fifth set on Philippe Chatrier. One set to decide who goes through, who has the nerve, who has the physical ability, the energy. You'll find out here on Radio Roland Garros as Djokovic takes his leave from the court.
Yep, he walked very slowly back to his chair as he went past the umpire's chair. He looked up at Demian Dumasuar, said, "I'm going off. Have I got 5 minutes?" He raised his hand. Dumasuar said, "Yes." So a reset for Novak. Of course, the court will be dusted up. Fonseca, well, what's going through his mind at the moment, I wonder?
Do you want to do a little bit of de Minaur Menchik?
Why not? We're going to have a few minutes here on Chatrier. Yeah. Stefan is so sharp. I mean, he's already on the Simon Mathieu court. Alex de Minaur, who saw off the British qualifier Toby Samuel in the first round, then had a walkover, so he should be as fresh as a daisy. And based on the evidence of the first set, it looked as though he was as fresh as a daisy because he tore apart Jakub Mensik, 6-love. But since then, de Minaur's managed to win just 4 games in 2 sets. And now, well, he's at 40-love, love 3. Take back to 40-15, but I am so impressed with Mensik. A friend of mine actually texted after the first set, said it's only a matter of time shortly before Mensik pulls out. Not a bit of it. He has roared back to win 15 of the next 19 games. 40-15, de Minaur hits the service line.
And the other thing to add to this is that first six love set wouldn't have seemed out of the ordinary because Dimonor came in with a five love head-to-head lead against Mencik. This is their first meeting on the clay, but as you rightly say, you add in the physical state that Mencik was in to be in the position we're in now. All credit to the 26th seed.
Well, there's some Australians in the crowd. They're always very quick to come forward with their yellow and green flags. And the come-on you heard from Dimonor as he got on the board in the full set might offer them a little bit of encouragement. He is a fighter. He's very, very feisty. He will not have given up the ghost. He's having to go low, though, on his backhand side, and he can't get sufficient elevation. Jesper de Jong, Gigi, is about to win.
Take out the 13th seed, a Dutchman with match point, 6-5 in the fourth.
Good serve from Mencik, and the high defensive return is pummeled away by the server as he ambled in. Tall, rangy man.
You might get this. He reminds me of Dolph Lundgren from the Rocky films.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Forehand return from Dimonor. It was deep cross-court, though, from Mencik. Slice on the backhand from Dimonor. Runs a cross-court with a deep forehand. Both men having to work pretty hard for this point, and eventually it's Mencik who blinks first, goes wide.
Was it Val Kilmer? Who am I thinking of?
Well, I think you're thinking of Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
There's a bit of the Val Kilmer about him as well, perhaps. Trying now to think who Alex Dimonor looks like in terms of a film star.
Ivan Drago, that's it. Not Alex Dimonor.
Who's Ivan Drago?
Dolph Lundgren in Rocky.
Oh, right, sorry. 30-15. Lundgren serves. Returns into the net. He was called in a film called The Punisher, wasn't he?
Who?
Dolph Lundgren.
Was he?
Yeah.
Does it sound like a particularly nice film?
I don't think it was, but, you know, it sort of reflects his tough man style.
Well, even Drago's like, you'll die. You know, it's that one.
Well, Dimonor's a bit of a punisher, the way he runs about the place, but he can't get that serve back into play.
Slightly concerned that João Fonseca came on court to tell Damien Dumoisoir something, and Damien Dumoisoir had now left the court to speak to the supervisor, and we are still missing Novak Djokovic.
Well, that is a little curious.
And now Damien Dumoisoir is coming back to speak to João Fonseca.
Novak Djokovic has left the building in a taxi. No, I don't think that's happened, but this is unusual.
I mean, we will be back here as soon as we have two players and some action. Jaka Mencik going through his drinks, keeping himself hydrated. It's actually a tie break now. Karen Hashnoff saved the match points. Alex Dimonor, iced out around his neck, sucking in the oxygen, trying to figure out what he's got to do to turn this around. Still to come, Quentin Alice and Sasha Zverev, two Frenchmen left. Moise Kouami plays tomorrow, third on Susan Longland. Quentin Alice tonight.
Yes, The Punisher was a 1989 action thriller starring Dolph Lundgren as Francis Frank Castle.
I mean, I don't want to say what's it about, because the title sort of gives it...
No, it's not about that.
No, what? Marcus!
But it's not.
I was going to say, it was like, is he like a hitman or something? Your mind is in a very wrong place.
Frank Castle is a former undercover police detective whose wife, Julie, and two daughters... Oh, dear. ...were killed 5 years earlier by a mafia car bomb intended for Frank, who was presumed to be dead. Basically, he becomes a vigilante.
Oh, revenge.
Known as the Punisher.
So he's getting revenge on the people that did that
yes.
to his family.
And do you know where he lives?
Who? Dolph Lundgren or Frank?
Yeah, Frank Castle. He now lives in the city's labyrinthine sewer system, having assassinated 125 mobsters in the past 5 years. Been busy, hasn't he?
125?
His work is known for special throwing knives engraved with a skull. Castle's sole ally in his one-man war against organised crime is Shake, taken from Shakespeare and the Shakes, a stage performer termed derelict, who typically speaks in rhyme. I mean, we've got to go and watch this.
Hang on, is this a film or a TV series?
It's a film.
I'm not going to watch this.
Oh, come on, I'm going to take you to the cinema with some popcorn.
No, I'm not. This will never be at the cinema. We are not having a movie night.
I think it was at the cinema. Let's have a look. Release. It's given a worldwide theatrical release, admittedly back in the 1980s. Oh, except in the US, Sweden, and South Africa.
Stefan's saying it's a comic book. Here comes Novak Djokovic. People who've just got to make a cup of tea and come back thinking, what are you talking about?
Well, it was shown months later at the Los Angeles Comic Book and Sci-Fi Convention. However, the film never received a wide theatrical release in the US. I wonder why.
It sounds awful.
Actually, it was due to New World's financial difficulties.
Whatever it is.
I'll tell you how much money it made.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
It earned $30 million on a budget of $9 million.
Oh, that's okay.